So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkia whether eged kli shmei eged. The contents of the kli are considered to be in the reshus where the kli is located. Our shi began with the Gemara continuing this discussion. V'chein amar Rava, lo yishanu ele bekupa malei kishuin v'diluin. Rava also said that when the Mishnah said that one is potter for bringing a basket of fruit from a reshus hayachid to an area straddling the reshus hayachid and reshus haram, it was only speaking about a basket of long vegetables, which are not entirely in the Rishus HaRabim. If the basket, however, had chardel, mustard seeds, where many of the seeds are entirely in the Rishus HaRabim, it'd be chayiv. Apparently, Rava holds eged kli, lo yishmei eged. We do not go by the placement of the kli, but the location of the fruit. Abaya amar afilo malei chardel potter. Abaya holds that even if the kli was full of mustard seeds, he's potter, since eged kli shmei eged. As long as the utensil that holds them is still partially in the Rishus HaYachid, they are also considered to be partially in the Rishus HaYachid. Ultimately, kam Abaye b'shitasi de Rava, v'kam Rava b'shitasi de Abaye, as Rashi says, shneim chazdu b'divrei mechlifim. Abaye and Rava switched their opinions. The Gemara says, therefore, other statements of Abaye and Rava that seem to conform to their original positions should be changed to reflect their final opinions. Abaye and Rava also have a machlokes whether eged yad shmei eged. A person is in the Rishus HaYachid and sticks his hand out with something in it into the Rishus HaRabim. Rava holds he is chayiv because the item has been transferred to the Rishus HaRabim and eged yad lav shmei eged. Abaya holds he's potter. The item is considered to still be in the Rishus HaYachid because eged yad shmei eged, his hand is connected to his body which is in the Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara points out that we cannot prove eged yad shmei eged from the first Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. Pashut Balabai says Yod Elachot Potter, that it's considered as still inside. Rather, there he is Potter for a different reason, because his hand is Lamaila Megimel, above three Tvachim from the ground, and the object was never placed down in the Rishus HaRabim. In our case, his hand is Lamata Megimel, within three Tvachim of the ground. It's considered a Hanacha based on Lavid. Anything within three Tvachim of the ground is considered as if it's on the ground. Therefore, if you hold Eged, Yad, lav shmei eged, he is chayev. The next mission lists normal ways of carrying for which one would be chayev, and a number of other ways which are considered to be unusual ways to carry, and therefore one would be potter. Zok the Mishnah. Hamaitzi bein biminoi, bein bismoiloi, betoy chekoi oyal kasef of chayev, shekein masa b'nei kas. As Rashi explains, carrying in one's right or left hand or in one's bosom is obviously the way people carry things. Even carrying on the shoulder is considered normal since we find the B'nai Kahas carry the Klei HaMishkan on their shoulders. Therefore, he's chayev. However, bepiv, bemarpekoi, beoznoi, besairoi, in his mouth, armpit, ear, or hair, among other ways, he is potter shaloi hoitzi kederach hamitzin, because he carried it in an unusual manner. The Gemara teaches the following halacha. Amar Rebbe Elazar, hamoitzi masli lamaila me'asar tfachim is chayev. If one carries an item 10 or more tvachim off the ground, he's still chayiv, shekein masa b'nei kahas, because this is how the family of kahas carried the Klei HaMishkan. We know this from two sources. The first proof assumes that the Levim were 10 amos tall, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who had to be that tall to spread the oil over the Mishkan, as the Krashim were 10 amos tall. Similarly, the Mizbech was also 10 amos tall. It was carried using poles which would leave 2/3 of the height of the Mizbech, 6 2/3 amos, hanging below the shoulders of the Levim who were carrying it. This would leave a lot more than 10 tefachim between the ground and the bottom of the Mizbeach. The second proof is even if the Levim were of average height, 3 amos, 18 tefachim tall, and only Moshe was 10 amos tall, because the divine presence rests only on one who is wise, strong, wealthy, and tall. Now the Aron was 10 tefachim in height and was carried with poles that were 2/3 up. This would leave 6 2/3 tefachim hanging below the shoulders of Levim who were carrying it, which would mean that even if they are of average height, 18 tefachim, there would be more than 10 tefachim of clearance between the ground and the bottom of the aron. The Gemara next discusses another unusual way of carrying. Hamoitzi masri b'Shabbos al roishay potter. If somebody carries something on their head on Shabbos, they are potter for carrying. Although the anshei hutzel normally carry things on their head, but l'daitan etz kaladim, their way of doing things is considered unusual, because the vast majority of people do not carry this way. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Hamiskaven lohoitzi lefanav uvalei la'achrav potter. If somebody intends to carry something in front of him, but it shifts to be carried behind him, he is potter. However, hamiskaven lohoitzi la'achrav uvalei lefanav chayev. If he tries carrying something behind himself, and it shifts to the front, he is chayev. There are two basic approaches in the Gemara to resolve the discrepancy between the two cases. Amr Belaza, Tavra, Mishashanazu, Loishanazu. They clearly contradict each other because there does not seem to be any explanation for the difference between the two cases. It must be that the Tana who taught one halacha cannot have taught the other halacha. Rav, however, distinguishes between the two cases. When something shifts from in front of him to in back of him, it becomes less protected, which of course he does not want. Therefore, he is potter, as Rashi says in the Mishnah. However, when it went from the back to the front, the protection was actually upgraded, with which he is satisfied and therefore chayev. After some discussion, the Gemara concludes, La'achrav avolei la'achrav divrei hakol chayev. We intended to carry something behind him, and indeed carried it behind him, all agree that he's chayev. As Rashi explains, D'yesh meitzien kein b'shmir p'chusa. Some people carry things this way, even with a lesser degree of protection. Also, nasas machshavtei, his intention was fulfilled. La'achar yodoi v'ragloi, divrei hakol pater. If he carries it on the back of his hand or foot, all agree he's pater. This is clearly unusual. There is, however, machlokes tanoim in the case of b'pumdasai upi lamata. When he carries something in his money belt with the opening facing down. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda compares it to la'achrav avaloi la'achrav. It's a lesser degree of protection, but nevertheless, not so unusual, and he's chayev. The Chacham compared to la'achrav yod deviragloi, that it's highly unusual, and therefore potter. The next Mishnah and ensuing Braisa outline the rules of two people doing a melacha together. Zok the Mishnah. Hamoitzi kikol l'rishus harab mechayev. If one person carries out a loaf of bread, he's chayev. If two people carried it out together, they are both exempt. However, if each one is unable to carry it out by himself, they were only able to carry it out together, they are both liable. Reb Shimon exempts them even in this case. The Gemara elaborates. If each person could have carried the item himself, Reb Meir says they're both chayev. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say they are both potter. Ze'eino yachol, ve'ze'eino yachol, Rabbi Yehuda v'remeir mechayvim, Rabbi Shimon potter. If neither person was able to carry the item himself, Rabbi Yehuda v'remeir say they are both chayv, and Rabbi Shimon says they are both potter. Ze'yachol, ve'ze'eino yachol, devir hakol chayv. If one person can do the malacha on his own, but the other person cannot, all agree that one of them is chayv. The source and explanation of this sugya are on the coming daf.